Hello everyone, it's Father Jim again. Sometime I shall be thinking of Jesus being a teacher and the bond of union for the whole human family. Now I want to start talking about him as a priest. I'm not talking about a clerical priest, he wasn't one. He wasn't a Sadducee, he wasn't a member of the high priest class. He didn't go through the sacristy onto a sanctuary in the temple. He stayed hanging around the piety stall in Solomon's porch, where they were selling pigeon pie instead of pigeons for sacrifice. He had to go. He didn't profess to be a Pharisee, that group. They were very, very good people, but perhaps thought more of the letter of the law instead of the spirit. So he had to go. He wasn't a zealot, which was the sort of resistance movement to the Romans. They wanted to make him king and head of some revolt, and he wouldn't have it, so he had to go. He doesn't seem to have been a scribe. But as I shall mention later, he loved to be called a teacher. A priest is somebody who is a bond of connection between persons. Like a bridge over troubled water.
Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
That wonderful song with Simon and Garfunkel touched me very much, I think, in the 1970s. Pontifex is a bridge builder. Pontem facere, to make a bridge. And our Lord's priesthood is because he's completely Son of God and divine and completely human, like us in all things but sin. Like a bridge with his feet on both banks. Human and divine. And as a bridge builder, he takes our gifts and our prayers with his to the Father and brings his Father's gifts to us. It's a two-way bridge. And over the troubled waters, he laid himself down. So when we listen to this amazing song that I often use as our Lord's words to me after communion, I'm deeply moved when it says, when you're weary, feeling small, and tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times
get... What a wonderful thing that he's for us. He's not against us. And in return he says, are you for me or are you against me? And if you aren't against me, I presume you're for me. And when times get rough and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Such a beautiful first verse. And the second verse is, when you're down and out, as opposed, I presume, to being up and in, when you're down and out and on the street and evening falls so hard, I'll comfort you. I'll take your part.
When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
times get rough and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Now the third verse is to do with sailing. I had an uncle who looked like Churchill, and whose hobby was to sail little boats in the south of England. And he was quite nice when out of the boat, but when he was in his little boat, he sort of became like Captain Bligh. He used to shout at us when we were about 12 or 13 in the summer holidays. We'd go down for a week. And he used to go out near Southampton Water. And I remember he sailed right in front of the Queen Elizabeth, this huge liner coming down from Southampton, shouting through his megaphone, "Steam gives way to sail." Oh, we were bounced around in the wake of the Queen Elizabeth. But he taught me some things about sailing. One is this. Occasionally, the wind is behind us and is taking us in the direction that we want to go. That's easy. We can put up a big spinnaker sail, eat some sweets or cakes, dangle our toes in the water, read a book. That's easy. And in life, sometimes the wind is behind us, taking us where we want to go. But sometimes the Holy Spirit blows in our face and says, "Come to me." Well, either you tack at 90 degrees and don't make any progress, or you have to sail close to the wind. That's brilliant sailing, to sail close to the wind. It's a courageous person who does that in their life, to sail close to the wind. And when you do this, you have to be alert. You have to watch that little flag at the top to see which way the wind's going. You have to lean out over the water. It's rough, so put on your Macintosh and your sou'wester hat. Don't feel well enough to eat anything. You have to be very alert. And occasionally you fall in. That's all right. No one's going to jump in on purpose in English waters. If you fall in, get back on. And if you can't, I hope somebody else is sailing right behind and will give me a lift, because we aren't on a race. We've all got to get there together. Because you can't stay in Dover getting barnacles on your bottom safe when you know that somebody's in distress out in the seas. So to be able to respond to God, who occasionally blows behind us and takes us where we want, and occasionally blows in our face when we have to sail close to the wind in life, and occasionally make mistakes and fall in. Oh, that's heroic. That's brave. That's what true living is about. So the last verse, "Sail on, silver girl, sail on homeward by. Your time has come to shine, all your dreams come their way. See how they shine. Oh, when you need a friend, I'm sailing right behind. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will ease your mind." For me, this is a wonderful statement about the priesthood of Christ and the priesthood of us all. Amen.
Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.